Support comes from Country Financial. Country Financial is hosting farm information sessions throughout Illinois from December to March. Topics include updates to the federal crop insurance program, the farm bill, and how to use grain marketing and crop insurance together to manage risk. Registration information is on their crop update website at countrycrop.com/update.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Lawmakers negotiating a five-year farm bill say they are close to settling on key parts of a new safety net for farmers, suggesting a months-long clash between agricultural interests could be easing. The emerging contours of a deal would settle some of the thorniest issues that have stalled the farm bill in Congress. Representative Colin Peterson, one of the four senior lawmakers working out a final bill, said negotiators were close to agreeing on government assistance that protects farmers from some of their losses when crop prices on farm revenue falls sharply. Lawmakers are leaning toward calculating assistance using a historic measure of a farm's plantings rather than the current year of plantings. Meanwhile, food stamp funding remains a major sticking point in the negotiations. The Senate bill would cut food stamps by $4 billion over 10 years, and the House version by $39 billion over the same period. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 15,940. It's up 119 points. The NASDAQ is 4,056, up 23.5. And the S&P 500 is 1,798, and it is up almost 14 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Winter weather has certainly settled into the northwestern portions of the U.S. Midwest, with a blizzard impacting many areas from the Dakotas into portions of Wisconsin and upper Michigan the last couple of days. Some of the snowfall rather impressive in the northwestern portions of the region, including the northeastern part of Minnesota, where 33 inches were reported on the ground earlier this morning. It looks like the moisture totals in the last 24 hours have run anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to around 5/10 of an inch, most often from the eastern Dakotas into upper Michigan. But there are a number of locations in that region that have reported much greater amounts, running from a half inch up close to 1 inch. Those are the areas that have had significant amounts of accumulating snow. A record amount occurred yesterday during the day across portions of the Grand Forks, North Dakota area, where 7 inches was reported, and totals since then have gotten much higher. In fact, a widespread region of 6 to 12 inch accumulations have occurred in portions of North Dakota, and certainly northern Minnesota will hear about much greater amounts, maybe into the 20 to 30 inch range across those northern counties in Minnesota. In the meantime, the rest of the Midwest, relatively quiet yesterday. Not much precipitation of significance was reported, although a few spits and spats were noted. And it looks like we're going to continue to look at a temperature contrast across the country for the next several days. That raises the potential for repetitive precipitation events to occur in the lower eastern Midwest and some neighboring areas in the lower Mississippi River Basin, as well as the interior portions of the southeastern United States. This is all because of bitter cold air coming from an Arctic air mass that is going to persist over the northern plains and portions of the northwestern Corn Belt for several more days. This cold air mass will contrast from a warm air mass that will be present in the southeastern corner of the country. The temperatures in portions of Georgia and Alabama, as well as Florida, will probably be in the 70s over these next few days, with the warmest weather possible over the course of the weekend. There may actually be some 80-degree high temperatures in parts of Alabama, Georgia, and Florida, with a strong contrast between that and temperatures in the mornings running in the negative 20s and negative 30s across parts of the northwestern U.S. plains sets the stage for frequent storm systems to run across the heart of this temperature change area. And that is going to include region from portions of northeastern Texas through parts of Missouri and portions of the northern U.S. Delta into the heart of the eastern Midwest. These areas will see periods of precipitation over these next few days, and will likely see it moderate in intensity at times. The majority of this precipitation, though, is going to come in a couple of waves. The first will probably begin as we move through the afternoon today and continuing overnight tonight and into the day on Friday. A reinforcing shot of energy will likely come across the very same region as we move from Friday into Saturday morning. Then finally, some drier weather will occur, but only for one day on Sunday before another round of precipitation impacts the very same region as we move from Sunday afternoon into Monday. These three storm systems will see to it that the ground is saturated from northeastern Texas to Ohio and Kentucky, as well as Tennessee. These areas will probably run a risk of some flooding as we move forward through this period of time. The ground will certainly be saturated. We do not expect all the precipitation to occur as rain, by the way. There will be a band of snow, sleet, and some freezing rain that will occur along the northern fringes of this precipitation. Right now, it looks like the area from central Missouri into portions of northwestern Ohio and southeastern Michigan will be the areas that see the most significant snow and ice accumulation. We'll look for some improving weather to come as we move into the second part of next week, but it certainly will be a slow go. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. March hard red winter wheat is 696 up 3/4. Soft December 639 up 1. December corn 421 and a quarter down 1.5. March at 431 and 3/4 down 1 3/4. And July at 446 and 3/4 down 2 1/4. January soybeans 1319 down 9. July 1284 and 3/4 down 5. December soybean meal 443 down 310. And December soybean oil is 4051 and it's up 13 cents.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
What do you make of the trading this week? It's been kind of interesting how it's gone back and forth.
Yeah, I think we've gotten on the corn side of thing. I mean, I think we've gotten a little bit of support here this week as far as maybe some short covering from the funds. And, you know, there's been some pretty decent ethanol demand. So I think, you know, that kind of has helped the corn, and we had a little bit of rally. But it seems like whenever we get any kind of rallies, we get it sold, and we may just kind of be in a sideways trend here with some pop, you know, some days where we pop mm-hmm. up here to like March, say 435 or so, 440. I think those are areas that we're probably continuing to see some sales made at.
Although on the weekly charts, it looks pretty. I mean, it is a key hook reversal up. It has a lower low, a higher high, and a potentially a higher close on the week. So maybe that means that 410 might be a good area.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we've kind of developed some support areas here, and you know, we need to get that weekly close higher, which it looks like we're going to do here the way we're trading today. But I mean, I just think from a standpoint of any big move, you know, maybe a plan would be to look at maybe selling, you know, take that 435 area, selling every dime higher or something like that, and trying to get a little bit off if you're trying to get some sales made moving in this January period. So I think we do have a chance to move higher here, but I think it's an opportunity.
I'll turn your attention to the soybeans then, please.
Yeah, soybeans I think is running there some pressure. What we're starting to see is when you look out to the spring prices cash-wise, Brazil is starting to work into the United States, and I think that's a thing that's kind of stopped the soybeans here. Plus, we got up to that 1346 area on the Jan futures. Seemed like we couldn't get through that, and really, we're kind of in between that 1320, 1346, and we need a close below 1320 to confirm that we're probably going to move back down to 13. So,
yeah, that 1315 area has become pretty good support, at least over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and to be honest here, I don't have the weekly chart right in front of me, but I think down in this area here that we're at this morning, if we close there, that's a little bit of a negative look from the weekly chart.
All right. So
now, the other thing that we're seeing, Dave, is the wheat losing the corn. I think we may see that continue. I think with the corn moving up maybe a little bit and seeing a little bit of strength here, corn maybe either staying stable or losing a little bit.
What kind of trading action do we see today as we have the WASDE report on Tuesday?
Looks like expectations are for a little bit less carryout numbers, which I saw in an article this morning as far as the trade goes. That surprised me a little bit. So we may continue to see a little bit of short covering on the corn if some of the short funds, which are still at record positions, get a little bit nervous about that report.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you.
That's Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace to summer corn, 421 and a quarter, down 1.5. March, 431 and three quarters, down 1.75. And July is 447, down 2. January soybeans, 1319 and three quarters, down 8.25. July, 1284 and a quarter, down 5.5. December soybean meal, 443, down 310. December soybean oil, 4051, up 13 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.